This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's been a devastating few days of flooding for our city, and although we've finally seen some reprieve from the rain, the devastation is far from over. However, there are already communities on the ground helping out where they can, and local volunteering organisation Rapid Relief Team have been doing amazing things in Western Sydney over the last few days, and right now I'm joined by their Penrith team leader, Brian Lee. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Sam.
Brian, what have you been doing over the last few days to help out in Western Sydney?
Oh, I've been heavily involved in sandbagging, producing sandbags and distributing them to the community. There's obviously been a very large need since Saturday or Sunday. Sunday we started out there and we worked under the SES and provided sandbags to the community. We set up a drive-through pickup point at Penrith, Jemison Park, Penrith, and also McQuaid Park at Windsor. And our team at the Wallandilly in Picton area was also doing the same. And we were also providing refreshments as they came through as well.
Hmm. It's an amazing thing you're doing. And I understand that Rapid Relief Team grew out of a Christian organisation. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, it is an arm of the Plymouth Brethren Christian Church, and we're out there to provide support in times of need for communities in need and show our support for the community by way of compassion and support.
Why is it, do you think, that you in your faith community see this as such an important thing to do at a time like this? How does your faith drive you in what you do?
Oh, well, there's always a need for care in the wider community. There's, as we all know, there's probably a lack of it out there, so we like to show that. We've all been showing care sometime in our life and we like to extend it to the wider community.
Mm. How have people felt as they've come and collected sandbags from you?
It's been mixed emotions and feelings seen as we've seen the residents come through. A lot have been really affected, upset as they've come through, obviously on... Particularly on Sunday, they've seen conditions that they've never seen before, and to see some glimmer of hope in what we've provided in way of support has been a great help and a cheer to them.
Now, Brian, you're not only providing sandbags for people, but you're also, you know, you're there for a chat. Have you found that people have been happy to chat with you?
Absolutely, yeah. We had a lot of them. They'd pull out their phone and they'd show you photos of their properties and what was happening there, and just really alarmed by what was happening. They were glad to have someone to talk about it and show them what was happening and show them how we were able to support them.
Now, look, Brian, if people are listening to this right now and they want to help you out in what you're doing or even support you in some way, what would be the most helpful way of doing that right now?
Oh, look, there's always a link on the website for donations. Always welcome. We've always got expenses there, but that's definitely not the only way. We've had a lot of support from the wider community out there over the past days, particularly on Sunday and Monday, from members of the public coming in and offering a hand and physically getting in there and doing the hard work that it takes to bag sandbags and load vehicles. And they've been a great help from wider community members as well. And we greatly appreciate that and like to give them a good shout-out.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Brian Lee from the Rapid Relief Team, thank you so much for joining us. And to find out more about this amazing organisation, visit rrtglobal.org. And the team is also located at Jamison Park, Penrith and McQuaid Park in Windsor. Brian, thanks for your time this morning. I know it's been a very busy week for you and I'll let you get back to it.
No problem. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.